Certain boys and girls respond to unremarkable experiences in remarkably unusual ways. They may resist going places and being with other people. They may reject hugs or crave them constantly. They may go, 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 or lack get up and go. They may dress sloppily, eat only pasta, drop and break everything, whimper or rage over nothing for no apparent reason, insist on doing things their way, and act immaturely for their age, even as they grow. With their late and slow, or rapid and intense, or otherwise off responses, they seem out of sync with other people and the world. It isn't that these out-of-sync kids won't do what others do easily. It is that they can't. A likely cause of their bewildering behavior is a neurological difficulty called sensory processing disorder, SPD. SPD occurs in the central nervous system when one's brain can't react typically to sensory messages coming from one's body and environment in order to function smoothly in daily life. I bumped into SPD 40 years ago. Learning about it changed my life. In 1976, I started teaching music and movement at St. Columba's Nursery School in Washington, D.C. That same year, this independent school voluntarily began mainstreaming children with developmental challenges. Teaching children with special needs was new to me. Indeed, everything about teaching was new to me. Becoming a teacher wasn't my plan. In college, I focused on poetry, music, and dance classes, and dozed through a basic psychology course about child development that I took only because it met the science requirement and fit my schedule. My dream after graduation was to dance in Broadway chorus lines. Instead, I got married and soon had two delightful, typically developing little boys. So, starting out as a teacher of children with developmental differences, I was multi-handicapped. No coursework in education, no teaching experience, no family members with special needs, and an ordinary, tree-climbing, hopscotching, school-loving girlhood. The only reason I got the job at St. Columba's, the preschool my sons attended, was that the director divined in me a spark of some potential. I learned fast and loved the job. As I expected, the preschoolers who were developing typically were fun to teach. Unexpectedly, I also clicked with kids who were blind and deaf, or who had spina bifida, Down syndrome, one arm, cerebral palsy, and other conditions. These children with identified special needs were responsive and eager to learn. I was eager to learn, too, and when I figured out how to help them play rhythm instruments, enact Goldilocks, and move through obstacle courses, they were exceedingly fun to teach. But oh, the others, a handful of kids who had unidentified special needs. Talk about a handful. This one, when I strummed the guitar, covered his ears and yelled, "Shut up!" At snack time, that one would eat only pretzels and refused every apple and carrot, saying, "My mother told me never to eat this." This boy yanked off his shirt and wore flip-flops in winter. That boy wore hats and jackets on the warmest days. This girl crashed into other kids, tables, and trees, and never sat when she could sprawl. That girl hardly moved. When she had to, she clung to banisters or her teacher's leg. This one got dizzy standing up. That one was a constant spinning blur. This child couldn't find his own cubby or the shiny buttons mingled in the bean table or his own elbow. That one couldn't distinguish between a lullaby and a march. Another child couldn't clap, catch a balloon, climb a ladder, or crouch to touch his knees and toes. This one couldn't spread jam on toast. That one couldn't begin to dig to China.